What is the smartest investment move you could make? Has nothing to do with spreadsheets, earnings reports, or economic forecasts. Warren Buffett holds stocks for decades. George Soros reverses positions overnight. Both have made billions. The difference isn't their strategy, it's their self-knowledge. While most investors chase the perfect formula, elite investors master something far more powerful, their own emotions. They don't suppress feelings, they weaponize them. This isn't soft psychology dressed up as finance, it's the hidden operating system running every market decision you'll ever make. Research shows 83% of top performers across industries possess high self-awareness, yet only 36% of people can accurately identify their emotions in real time. The remaining two-thirds are puppets dancing to invisible strings, panic selling at bottoms and euphoric buying at tops. The market doesn't reward the smartest investor. It rewards the one who knows themselves best. Buffett loves simple businesses with durable advantages, companies he can hold forever. Soros thrives on philosophical inquiry, testing theories through markets and reversing course when proven wrong. Neither approach is correct. They work because each man built a strategy around his authentic self. Buffett's patience reflects Midwestern values. Soros's flexibility mirrors his philosopher's mind and survivor's instinct. Most investors fail because they're playing someone else's game. You can't force yourself into day trading if detailed analysis energizes you, just as you can't succeed with buy and hold if rapid pattern recognition is your gift. The first question isn't, what should I buy, but why am I investing? Are you seeking security, status, or intellectual challenge? Those investing for basic needs panic after losses. Those seeking esteem hold losers to avoid admitting mistakes. Thrill seekers overtrade, chasing dopamine hits. Understanding your driver helps predict emotional pitfalls before they crater returns. Keep an investment journal tracking trades, emotional states, confidence levels, and reasoning. Patterns emerge in both winners and disasters. This isn't navel-gazing. It's building a personalized early warning system. Markets swing between extremes, creating opportunities for distinct styles. Value investors bet against momentum, expecting reversal while accepting initial losses. They need fortitude to withstand years of underperformance. Growth investors bet with momentum, making initial gains but risking large losses when trends reverse. Most successful investors adopt hybrid approaches. Buffett combines Graham's value principles with Fisher's growth approach. Match your approach to temperament using the Big Five personality model: extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, emotional sensitivity, and openness. Emotionally sensitive traders need stop losses and often benefit from automated systems removing emotion from execution. We fear losses twice as intensely as we enjoy gains, a bias called loss aversion that keeps young investors in bonds despite equity's superior returns. We hold losers hoping to be proven right while selling winners for quick validation. After losses, we take reckless risks to break even, averaging down without fresh analysis. A Harvard study revealed investors consuming financial media, positive or negative, performed significantly worse than those avoiding it entirely. More information created stress, triggering overtrading, with active traders underperforming by nearly 6% annually. An Amsterdam University experiment showed consumers given 12 car features made markedly worse decisions than those given 4, performing worse than random chance. Your emotional state profoundly affects risk tolerance. Positive moods increase impulsivity, gains improve mood, leading to more risk-taking until losses trigger capitulation at the worst time. Elite investors maintain equilibrium, humble during success, opportunistic during downturns. Recognizing vulnerabilities requires management strategies. Daniel Kahneman notes, "We spot others' mistakes more easily than our own, making partners invaluable for identifying blind spots, like Buffett and Munger's legendary partnership. Stop losses prevent holding losers too long, though value investors often prefer buying on weakness unless fundamentals deteriorate. Visualization techniques prove powerful. Before investing, imagine failure and identify reasons you could be wrong. This reveals overlooked risks and prepares you to accept losses. Ask what your portfolio would look like starting fresh today. This counters status quo bias and reveals tendencies to sell winners prematurely or hold losers too long. Thorough preparation reduces fear by building conviction, helping you distinguish noise from fundamental changes. Bruce Kovner considers scenario visualization a competitive advantage. Limit positions to focus on your best ideas. Munger noted their top 15 decisions made their record exceptional. Leaders should counterbalance mood swings, lifting spirits after losses while maintaining caution during success. Empathy, understanding others' perspectives, offers a powerful investing edge. Mirror neurons let us experience similar emotions when observing others, creating opportunities textbooks miss. In September 2011, Research in Motion dropped 6% after missing quarterly expectations. Understanding different market participants revealed a profitable short. Growth-oriented shareholders would sell on bad news, while shorts would cover to lock in profits, creating temporary stability before further declines. Contrast this with a failed Nokia short in December 2011. Despite similar fundamentals, no empathetic edge existed. Nokia's value-oriented shareholders were less likely to sell after a 30% drop, and shorts would likely cover ahead of new product announcements. Social awareness extends to reading management teams. Warning signs include facial expressions mismatched with words, avoiding eye contact, and nervous reactions. Red flags, taking credit for things outside their control, avoiding blame, excessive positivity while ignoring serious issues, or dismissing legitimate risks. Strong leaders focus on short-term fixes during crises before returning to long-term vision. Intuition isn't magical. It's pattern recognition honed through experience. Experts like firefighters and chess grandmasters develop mental maps that generate gut feelings, often outperforming pure analysis. Research shows experts make worse decisions when forced to ignore intuition. Buffett operates this way, gravitating toward interesting companies before analyzing them. Today's investment industry suppresses intuition through demands for analytical justification, creating opportunity for those who harness it properly. The process: ensure intuition relates to your expertise, maintain self-awareness of biases, identify patterns, conduct thorough research, discuss ideas with others, and establish tripwires, signaling when your thesis fails. In early 2012, intuition led to evaluating Veeco Instruments, an LED equipment manufacturer. Despite collapsing earnings and industry oversupply, the stock rose after disappointing guidance, a pattern resembling cyclical tech stocks bottoming when bad news no longer drives them down. Analysis revealed substantial cash limiting downside, profitability despite terrible conditions, and rising customer utilization rates. The long-term opportunity was massive as LEDs replaced incandescent bulbs globally. This combination made Veeco the largest new investment and biggest winner in the first half of 2012. Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000-hour rule misses something crucial. Many investors with this experience still lack useful intuition. Like chess grandmasters who spend more time reviewing games than playing them, investors must engage in deliberate practice by rigorously analyzing both successful and unsuccessful decisions. Gary Kasparov emphasizes that success comes from relentless review of prior decisions and focused practice on areas that require improvement. This critical self-assessment develops intuition by embedding patterns that emerge when similar situations arise. Unlike chess, investing is heavily influenced by randomness. Investors typically minimize good luck while overestimating bad luck, preventing proper learning. Expertise develops through reviewing decision-making processes rather than outcomes. Even genuine expertise, identifying specific patterns, eventually becomes obsolete as patterns become widely recognized and favorable risk rewards disappear. Beyond reviewing your own decisions, study great investors' moves, analyze colleagues' successes and failures, and use visualization exercises. Pre-mortem exercises help assess position sizing by considering pain tolerance. Paul Tudor Jones spends about an hour nightly on mental simulation, identifying portfolio flaws. Peter Lynch argues people already have intuition about businesses they're exposed to. Doctors about drugs, gamers about gaming companies, homemakers about consumer products. Individual investors should focus where they have expertise, consider small-cap companies ignored by institutions, and maintain longer-term perspectives than professionals constrained by short-term performance pressure. Successful investing requires humility, introspection, and empathy, qualities that make one a better human being. In a world obsessed with algorithms and artificial intelligence, the greatest edge remains profoundly human. Knowing yourself deeply enough to trust your judgment, humble enough to admit mistakes quickly, and empathetic enough to understand the crowd when they're wrong. Your emotions aren't the enemy of good investing. They're the instrument. Learn to play them well.